Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman and George Evans, and starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. We all have our little secrets. In my wife's case, it's her age, and in my case, it's my wife's age. Unless I want to live on burnt toast and frozen solid fish fingers for the rest of my life.
Yeah, funnily enough, Mr. Morgan, I haven't got any secrets.
Oh, come now, Chief.
No, it's true, Mr. Phillips. All what I thought were my little secrets are written down in the police files.
How do you know?
Well, every time I walk past the Rosser, he gives me a knowing wink and a gesture, which is anything but complimentary.
Ah, complimentary. Now, that's an interesting word.
Oh, what is?
Complimentary.
Yeah?
Funnily enough, they gave the derivation of the word in my comic last week.
Oh, blimey. Mr. Oxford's concise and unabridged English twit is off again.
No, it's jolly interesting, very educational. It breaks down into several parts.
Yeah?
Com, meaning one of the pair of unmentionables. Or as in the popular melody, Come Into the Garden, Maud. The next bit is ply, as in that terribly, terribly thin wood. And then there's meant, as in for real, and the past tense of mean, meaning cheap. Finally, we have Harry, who, because he's a Cockney sort of chap, drops his H.
I see, Mr. Phillips, sir. So, according to your comic, the word complimentary means an H-dropping gentleman called Harry is calling to his wife Maud to come into the garden because he's got both feet trapped down one leg of her terribly, terribly thin wooden comms.
Now, if anybody can remember what I said after that load of old rope, it was, we all have secrets. And as far as the Navy is concerned, on this particular day, Friday the 13th, Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, and the Captain of Trout Bridge, Commander Murray, are no exceptions.
Sea Lord's Office, Lord Quirk, Secretary Wren Simpkins speaking. Oh, it's you, Lord Quirk. Am I ready for what? Naughty boy. Oh, yes, Commander Murray is here. Oh, what a shame. He's been waiting for ages. Oh, no. Naughty boy. The black lace ones that you gave me. Bye.
Nothing gone wrong, I hope?
Of course not. It can't. I'm on the... That was Lord Quirk. He sends his deepest apologies to Commander Murray, but he won't be coming into the office this afternoon. Well, I'm awfully sorry that we brought you all the way up here to Whitehall from Portsmouth on a wasted journey.
Oh, that's all right. These things can happen.
No, they can't. I'm on the... Yes, they can.
Quite. Well, I'd better be getting back to Portsmouth. Which way is the lift?
Oh, I'll show you. I'm leaving now. This way. It's here, straight across the corridor. It's just as well that Lord Quirk didn't want to see you about anything terribly important.
Yes. Amazing how they'd get the plastic walls of these lifts to look like wood.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing much. I always get this funny feeling whenever a lift descends quickly. I think I better hold on to your strong, muscular arm.
No. Oh, look. They've even thought to put in a plastic knothole. Jolly clever. What's happened?
The fuse has gone. And the lift stuck. It does this quite often, and it takes hours to put it right.
My wife, Ritikins, Mrs. Murray, is expecting me home in Portsmouth. What on earth are we to do?
Well, I'm sure we'll think of something. Stephen.
Yes, of course. Oh, Ritikins, Mrs. Murray must never hear about this. What are you doing? Stop it! Look, I found another knothole over there. Simpkins, do you mind?
Of course not. Stevie.
No. Do that up again at once. I see, there's another knothole. And another.
Sorry, sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Pert. We? But Matron's been very busy, and she's just sent word that she's ready to see you now, Mr. Pert. We?
Thank you very much, Dr. Kildare.
Oh, I'm not the doctor, sir. But whilst you're here, Mr. Pert... Wee! I'd have a word with them about some medicine for that shocking cough of yours, Mr. Pert. Pert. Wee! This wee...
Oh, do come in and sit down, Mr. Pert. Wee!
Told me they've all got it. It must be catchy. It must be a positive hypodermic of it going about.
Now then, Mr. Pert. I've heard from the almoner that we have received the gross of blankets you have so kindly donated to my hospital anonymously, Mr. Pert. The only thing that's baffling us is why a triangular piece has been cut off each corner of the blankets.
As long as it remains within these five walls, I may disclose to you alone on your tod that the donor, a Mr. Wensley Dale, had them all... He had them all monogrammed with his initials, WD, in each corner. That would have blown the gaff, if you understand my meaning.
Ah, that would account for
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
I shall divulge it to no one, Mr. Pert. We.
Oh, a life on the ocean wave is better than going to sea. There's nobody here in the high street but my Donald Duck watching me. Oh, a life on the... Over here, Rita! I mean, Mrs. Murraykins.
Oh, my foot!
Oh. Hello, Mr. Philippikins. Sorry I'm a bit late. Why are you standing with your back to me? On your face pressed up against the offside front wheel of my horsey box van.
Oh, I'm not doing anything. No, it's just that I've got, I've got no choice.
But I beg your pardon?
I can't move because you're parked on my toe caps.
Oh, I'm frightfully sorry.
Oh, don't apologize. It was all my fault. I shouldn't have been so careless as to leave my feet lying around on the pavement.
Well, stay where you are and I'll back off your little trotters.
No, don't bother. I'm quite happy standing here having my shoes pressed. No, brakes, quickly. There's a Rolls Royce parked right behind you.
Trotter's all right now.
Yes, thank you. But I don't think the gentleman who owned the Rolls Royce you just shortened by about 3 feet will be too pleased.
Oh, sir, the old course patch, right.
I couldn't agree with you more. He shouldn't have parked on the same yellow line as you did.
Now then, what are we going to do about Stevekin's little pipe?
I beg your pardon?
Do you think he should have a straight one? Or curved one?
Well, I mean, it's a matter of personal... Whether you... I beg your pardon?
Oh, Mr. Phillips, concentrate, please. I mean, there's not much time left before my Hubbykin's birthday.
I still don't understand why you've asked me to help you choose a pipe for your Stevekins. I mean, Commander Murray's birthday present. I don't smoke. I never have. If I want something to do, I just play with my yo-yo.
That's why I decided on a pipe. Oh, my word, it's going to be such a lovely surprise for him. He'll never dream I'm giving him a pipe.
Why not?
He doesn't smoke either.
Yeah, come to think of it, now, just a navy cut plugging minute. If he doesn't smoke, why give him a pipe?
Well, because it'll make him look so manly. And whatever you do, promise you won't breathe a word to anybody about us meeting today to buy Stevekin's birthday present.
Scouts and sub-lieutenant's honor. Look, love. We may be the Ministry of Defense in brackets Navy. But the water bus that doesn't turn up on time is hardly our problem, is it? And a pair of prunes to you too, Ducky.
All dealt with, old Deacon, old chap, because if we don't get to the 19th hole in a trice, we'll never get a game.
No, not to panic, you old bucket, old chap. Not to panic. Oh, your clubs are all of a twitch. These infuriating people simply won't recognize the fact that golf comes first and business second.
Philistines.
Yes.
Where did you get those plaid plus fours of the matching socks?
Not telling you. You'd only rush out and buy an identical pair, and everybody on the course would think we were the heavenly twins.
Meanie, if you're going to be like that, that's the very last time I shall lend you my number two iron.
Well, if you're that desperate to copycat me, I got my golfing ensemble from St. Andrew's, Lytham, St. Anne's and Little Hampton Pitch and Putt Golf Surplus Stores. Oh, it never stops, does it?
Don't answer it. Tempus is fugitive.
Oh, I think I'd better. Hello? Ministry of Defence here. Deacon speaking.
Captain Povey, Portsmouth here.
Who is it?
I don't know. Some twit with a double-barreled name called Captain Povey, Portsmouth.
Oh, get rid of it.
Don't worry, I shall, old Burkitt, old chap. Hello, Povey, Portsmouth. What's to do?
I wish to report a severe radiator leak in my office, which I've had since last Friday.
Not to panic, love. Old Burkitt and I'll soon sort you out.
Oh, I can't thank you enough. I can't concentrate on my work with all that scent going on all the time. And my feet getting wet.
Leave it to us, Ducky.
But have you made a note of it?
Relax, Avu. All will be well. Our secretary Gladys will see that your little problem will be attended to immediately.
All dealt with, Deacon, old chap.
Just a tick, old Burkitt. I must leave a note. Now, let's see. There we are. Urgent action required. Severe leakage at Portsmouth Dockyard. First discovered on Friday the 13th and continuing. Contact Captain Povey, Portsmouth, Dockyard Superintendent, immediately. There we are.
Lovely.
Now then, when we get to the putting green, who's going to pay for the ball, you or me?
You, Ducky. I paid for it last time.
No, you didn't. I paid for it.
Oh, no, you didn't. You only paid for the crisps afterwards, and they were uninflavored. You know I hate them. Oh.
Everyone, I demand a little decorum. In case you hadn't noticed, I am the Sea Lord. And I call this emergency meeting, so I insist on being heard. If you don't shut up, I'll keep you all here till the pub shuts. Never fails. No, I've called this emergency meeting, gentlemen, because a very serious matter has come to my notice. It concerns security, which, of course, is the reason why Commander Weatherby is here.
Excuse me, positive, that is correct. Security is my department, black sheep. As you all know, security is my response. Oh, to hell with it, I'm going to sit this one out.
Well, that settles that. The leak couldn't have come from him. By the time he finished telling secrets to a foreign power, they'd be out of date.
Exactly! That's why he's head of security. It's his department. It's his section. It's his responsibility.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed, Captain. Who the hell are you?
I'm Captain Atchison. I must apologize. Because I'm suffering from particularly vicious attack of hay fever.
You always blast it well is.
One moment, Admiral. I think Captain McDoom has a point he wishes to raise.
You're mistaken the new, Lord Quirk. Nearly a word do I utter the new, unless it's totally necessary. The new. You can, words cost money. Because every time I open my mouth, it causes severe wear and tear on my new false teeth.
To return to the reason for this emergency meeting, which you recall is mine, I shall read out the memo that alerted us to the dangers of espionage under our very noses. It was handed to me by Lieutenant Deacon's astute secretary, Gladys. A great little mover.
Exactly! Those are my sentiments, precisely.
I'll read you the revealing memo. Urgent action required. Severe leakage at Portsmouth Dockyard. First discovered on Friday the 13th and continuing. Contact Captain Povey. Portsmouth Dockyard Superintendent immediately.
Oh, Law, now I know why I'm here. I've caught it. What action have you taken, your quirkship?
Being on the ball, I took instant action. I notified the superintendent to confine all personnel to the dockyard, cancel all leave, inform the dockyard police to search all vehicles entering or leaving the dockyard, and to check on the whereabouts of all naval personnel from the time that this severe leak was noticed.
Right. Is that it, then? Everybody round to the pub.
This time, the whiskey, the beer, this time the drinks are on me.
No, they're not. If we wait that long, they'll be shut.
Going on in old Thunderguts, Captain Povey's office, Heather.
I've no idea, but he shouldn't be too long. Why don't you both take a seat instead of pacing up and down all the time?
It's jolly worrying for a chap. I mean, the chap doesn't feel like sitting down.
Good morning, novices and gents all assembled. And if the verdict hasn't been reached yet, not guilty, the matron and I are just good friends.
What are you talking about?
I've no idea. Look, I'm not guilty, and I've got 14 unbiased witnesses to prove that Pertley wasn't wherever it was, whenever, whatever it was, happened. Wherever it was, whenever, whatever it was, happened, wherever it was.
Chief.
Yes, sir.
Has something been going on in the stores that when we go and see Captain Povey, I shall insist I don't know about?
No, sir, no, nothing at all, sir, no.
Ring, Chief, and are those idiots from Troutbridge here yet?
Yes, sir.
Right, send him in now.
Right you are, sir. I'll send in Noddy, Big Ears, and Mr. Plod immediately.
I wonder which one of us is Big Ears.
This way, gentlemen. Captain Povey, the Admiral, and Detective Inspector Ockmore, or whatever his name is, of the Special Branch are waiting.
After you, gentlemen?
No, you don't. After you, sir.
Come in, gentlemen. This shouldn't take long.
Stand up there, otherwise the radiator will drip on you. I have asked them to repair it. Of course, you know the Admiral.
Well, Murray should, Povey, your blasted clown. He is my son-in-law. Anyway, you'd better meet Detective Inspector Ockmore, or whatever the disgustingly healthy-looking, horribly fit rugby barmy twit's name is.
I shouldn't bother to sit down, gentlemen. It doesn't usually take me long to eliminate the innocent from the guilty. Would you be so kind as to carry on, Captain Povey?
No, by all means. It'll be my pleasure. Now that I know I'm in the clear. Oh, I'm going to enjoy this. Well, now, gentlemen. Oh, bother, I've stood in a puddle. Now, according to the Ministry of Defence, there has been a severe leak in security for my office.
It'll save a lot of time, gentlemen, if you own up which one of you is in the pay of the Russians.
Eh?
What? Pardon?
Now, don't play the innocent with Ockmore, or whatever the blasted idiot's name is. It's got to be one of you.
Yes, of course, because the Admiral and I are in the clear. We've established where we were on Friday the 13th when the leak was first noticed.
Eh?
What? Pardon?
So, if you gentlemen wouldn't mind accounting for your movements on Friday the 13th, it would help in my inquiries.
Yes, gentlemen, Friday the 13th. No, I can't put it too strongly. But if any one of you cannot account for his movements on that particular day, and I have already, so I'm in the clear, your careers could well be in jeopardy.
Oh, well, if it's as serious as that, I just have to open up and admit it.
Reaping ivy! My daughter's married a traitor.
No, 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 nothing like that, Admiral. It's just that on Friday the 13th, I was trapped for 2 hours in a lift with a right little raven, Wren Simpkins.
Good Lord. Well, how did you explain that to Ritikins? I mean your wife, Mrs. Murray.
I admit it. I'm afraid I told her a bit of a white fib. I told her the train was late.
Well done and congratulations. It's a relief to know you're one of us. Right, well, that's Commander Murray in the clear. Like myself. What's your alibi, Sub-Lieutenant Phillip?
Oh, well, if it's as serious as this, I'll just have to open up and admit it all.
Jumping flower pots. We're surrounded by them. Fair enough. Bung him in the rattle. Ickmore, Ackmore, Ockmore, whatever your blasted name is.
No, 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 you've got it all wrong. Mrs. Murray wanted my advice about Commander Murray's pipe. Pardon? No, 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 no. I know it's going to spoil the surprise, but I helped her choose a pipe for Commander Murray's birthday present.
But I don't smoke.
She realizes that, but she thought it would make you look more manly.
Clever girl, that one. But you needn't have bothered. Now that we know about him and Wren Simpkins in the lift, we know he's all right.
Oh, no, really, Admiral, I must insist.
No, sir. I must insist. We are down to the last suspect. And I think it's time that we heard from CPO Pertwee as to where he was on Friday the 13th when the leak was first reported.
Right, Chief. I'm in the clear. So where were you and what were you up to?
Oh, well, if it's as serious as this, I'll just have to open up and admit it all. You see, it was like this. There was this kind-hearted gentleman acquaintance of mine who wishes to remain anonymous in house. And whose name is Mr. Wensley Dale, who happened by chance to stumble across a grocer of blankets, what also happened to have his initials on in each corner.
Otherwise known as WD.
It was by a strange coincidence, gentlemen. Yes. So, being as generous and warm-hearted as my friend, Mr. Wensley Dale.
Otherwise known as WD.
I cut off his initials. WD.
Otherwise known as War Department.
And donated them on his behalf to the matron of the hospital.
I knew it. I knew you'd had them. You couldn't get rid of them, could you?
You were stuck with them, weren't you?
Mr. Wensley Dale and I resent your nasturtiums about our auspices.
You can respect away as much as you like, Chief, as we're faced with a much more serious problem of the nature of that security leak, provided that when I make a spot check of the stores tomorrow, I find that our indent of blankets is correct down to the last corner.
Yeah, but look, there are 576 corners. Mr. Wensley Dale and I will be sewing all night.
I shall forget all about it, because officially I don't know that they're missing.
Morning, gents. Where is it?
Down the corridor, third on the left.
Creeping, Ivy, I'm surrounded by them. Who's this idiot?
I'm Blenkinsop and Son, sir. Without the Son, sir, because he's in cisterns. Plumbers to the Ministry of Defence, sir, in brackets Portsmouth. Here's my city from Lieutenant Deacon. I've come about the severe leak in the radiator that Captain Povey phoned the Ministry of Defence about on Friday the 13th, sir.
Captain Povey phoned the Ministry of Defence
to report a severe leak
on Friday the 13th?
Oh, you've really done it this time, sir. Povey, you clown. Do you realise what you've done? You had Whitehall going round and round in circles. The overtime for the dockyard police will cost a fortune. Even the PM's been alerted, all because
You're sitting in a puddle.
No, no, no. I can explain everything. No, it's all Lieutenant Deacon's fault. Oh. I did say it was a radiator leak, not security.
Don't bother now, with Peter, the explanation. Save it for your court-martial.
Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray and John Pertwee have been Stopping a Leak in the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman and George Evans. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the CO, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Rito was Heather Chasen, the Admiral was Daniel Evans, and Lieutenant Burkett was Michael Bates. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.